Har Shas Tzav. After learning in Parshas Vayikra about all the dinim that Hashem told Moshe about the Korbanos, Parshas Tzav begins with a dinim about the Korban Oila. Hashem told Moshe, Tzav es Aharon v'es Bonov le'mor. Command Aharon and his sons, and say to them, tell them the dinim about the Korban Oila. Our Chachamim tell us that if we take a look in Parshas Vayikra, we will notice that Aaron's name was not even mentioned once. It does say many times, B'nei Aharon, B'nei Aharon HaKohen, but that's talking about the sons of Aharon. But Aaron himself is not mentioned even once in the entire Parsha of Vayikra. Why wasn't his name mentioned? Well, as our Chachamim say, this was to show how Hashem was still very upset with the fact that Aaron had a share with helping making the Egel HaZahav, the golden calf. As we learned in Parshas Kisisa, that although Aaron had no intention to make the golden calf, yet, since he was involved with putting the gold into the fire, he is therefore considered as if he had a share with the making of the Egel HaZahav, the golden calf. And that's why his name was not mentioned in Parshas Vayikra. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to help his brother Aaron. And now, it's in this Parsha of Tzav where we see something very special. That right at the beginning, it says, Tzav es Aharon. Hashem told Moshe that he should command Aharon, the es Banav and his sons. So suddenly, Aharon's name is mentioned, and right at the beginning. How did that happen? Well, our Chachamim tell us that it happened like this. When Hashem told Moshe about the mitzvah of preparing the special wood for the Mizbeach, on which the Karbanis will be burned, Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, what kind of wood is good for the Mizbeach? Hashem answered, all kinds of wood, except for the wood that comes from grapevines and olive branches. Why not? Because the wood that comes from grapevines is so special. Because it is from the grapevines that we get wine, which is used for the Nesachim. That's the wine that they pour over the Mizbeach. So we're not going to use wood that comes from such a special place. From grapevines? Also, olive wood we cannot use, because it is from these olives that we get oil for the menorah and for the menachos. Those are the mincha offerings that have flour and oil. So since the wine and the oil come from such special places, we're not going to use that kind of wood to burn it on the Mizbeach. We have to give a lot of respect to the wood, the branches from where these special things come from. When Moshe heard this from Hashem, Moshe said, Ribbono shel Olam, it seems from your words that just because something good and special comes out of this wood, therefore the wood itself gets so much honor and respect. So that means the same thing with a person. Even if the person himself is not so special, but something special came from this person. Let's say he has very special children. So just for his children's sake, the person who's the father of these children should also be honored and respected. Well then, Aaron HaKohen, since he has such special children, those are the sons of Aaron, because he has such special children, Aaron himself should be given a lot of honor and respect. So therefore, even though Aaron may have done something for which you may be angry with him because of the Egel HaZahav, but just in honor of his children, Aaron should be given this special respect and honor that you should give the mitzvahs in a way that will be directly to him. Hashem accepted Moshe's argument and therefore began this parsha right at the beginning, Tzav Es Aharon, command Aharon, yes, to show that Hashem is going to give this mitzvah directly to Aharon and then to his sons. So now we see that Aharon's name is mentioned, and mentioned first, all in the honor of his very special children. And what is the mitzvah that Hashem said? Zois Toiras Ha'Oila. This is the teaching about the Korban Oila. The Korban Oila, as we learned in Parshas Vayikra, is a korban which was burnt on the Mizbeach entirely. No one, not the Kohanim, and not anybody else, would have any share in the Korban Oila. The Korban Oila would be completely burnt on the Mizbeach. Hashem commanded that twice every day a Korban Oila should be burnt on the Mizbeach. Once in the morning, that's called the Tamid Shal Shachar, and once in the afternoon, that is Tamid Shal Bein Ho'arbayim. Now this was a lamb which was brought as the carbon, for which all the Yidden paid for. That is, every Yid had a share in this carbon that was brought once in the morning and another one in the afternoon. It's called Korban Tzibur, a korban of the entire community. Then if there came a very special day like a Shabbos, a Yom Tov, a Rosh Chodesh, or so on, then additional karbanos were brought in the name of all the Yidden. They are called musafim, which means additional karbanos. But every single day of the year, there was at least these two karbanos, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. And that's why it was called the Tamid. Tamid means something which is always continuous, because it was brought every single day. Then comes the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. That is, to take a handful of ashes from the Mizbeach every single morning. Every morning, they would make a gairo, a lottery, and they would choose one kohen who would get the special mitzvah, the special schos of removing a handful of ashes from the Mizbeach. This was the first mitzvah of the day. Right away in the morning, they would announce, get up for serving Hashem, Kayanim, Leviim, and Anshei Maimad. Those are those who represented the community. And right after they made that announcement, they would do the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, of lifting a handful of ashes and taking it off the Mizbeach. Now he would not take the ashes with his hands, the Kohen would take it with a silver shovel, and he would put it down right near the Mizbeach's ramp. He would put it every day on the same spot. And our Chachamim tell us that a big miracle would happen to the ashes. Every morning, as soon as they put down the handful of ashes, it would get swallowed up into the ground. You wouldn't find even one drop of ashes left. Now, why would they need a lottery for this? Well, this is because, at first, Any Kohen who would be working that morning in the Beis HaMikdash could decide that he wants to do the mitzvah of Terumas HaDeshen, of lifting up and taking the handful of ashes with a silver shovel and put it down on the side of the Mizbeach. Whoever got there first was given the mitzvah. What if a few Kohanim wanted to do Terumas HaDeshen? Well, then they will have like a race. They'll run up the ramp, and whoever got there first got the mitzvah. But it happened one time that two Kohanim came on the top at the same time. And one of them was so excited to get the mitzvah that he pushed the other Kohen off the ramp, and he tumbled down and broke his leg. So the judges of the Sanhedrin decided that from now on, since the Kohanim love to do this mitzvah so much, we're going to have to take turns. We're going to share out the mitzvah amongst all of the Kohanim. How did they do this? Well, for this they had a geudel, a lottery. Our Chachamim call it payis. How did they do this lottery? Well, the Kohanim formed a circle, and each Kohen raised a finger, and then there was a Kohen standing in the middle, and he picked a certain number. Let's say, for example, 37. Then he began counting the raised fingers, starting at any point of the circle and going around and around. Then when he came to the number 37, that's the one who was picked to do that special mitzvah. Now that Kohen that has the schus to do the mitzvah would tovel himself in the mikveh, put on special clothes, the big day kahuna that the Kohen would wear, then poured water from the kiar, from the special fountain, over his hands and feet. And then he would take hold of a silver pen, a silver shovel, and he would go up to the Mizbeach and take a handful of ashes from it and place them in the silver pen. Then he would carry the pen with the ashes to the Mizrach side, the east side of the ramp, and put him down on the ground in a special spot, which was specially for this purpose. Now after the Kohen finished the mitzvah of Terumas HaDeshen, all the other Kohenim who were working that day in the Beis HaMikdash would wash their hands and feet from the kiyar, would also hurry up to the Mizbeach, and clear it of the remaining ashes. Yes! They will clear off the rest of the ashes that are on the Mizbeach. And what did they do with the ashes? They piled them up in the center of the Mizbeach into a big pile, which was called Tapuach. This Tapuach made the Mizbeach look beautiful because it showed everybody that there were so many karbanos brought on the Mizbeach from which so many ashes have come. Now, what if the tapuach got too big? Yes, the pile of ashes gets bigger and bigger every day. So what if it's so big? So then they would take the extra ashes and carry it to a special place outside the city of Yerushalayim, where they remained protected from the wind and from wild animals. Now, the carrying of the extra ashes to the outside of Yerushalayim was not considered as part of the holy service of the Beis HaMikdash, but still, only a Kohen was allowed to do this. Let's say a Kohen who was not allowed to work in the Beis HaMikdash because he has something wrong with his body, he has a mum, a blemish, then he could not be the one to carry the extra ashes from the tapuach to the outside of Yerushalayim. Only a healthy Kohen who can work in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, while the Kohen would carry out the extra ashes, he would put on a different set of clothes, which were not such nice clothes and beautiful clothes like the regular clothes of the Kayanim. As our Chachamim explain, it's like when a person wants to serve wine to his master, he's not going to wear the same clothes that he uses while he's cooking the meal for his master. The same thing, when you're serving Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, you should be wearing extra beautiful clothes and not wear the same clothes that you use when you have to carry out the ashes to the outside of Yerushalayim. That's why he would not wear the same clothes. Yet, this was done only by the Kayanim. No other person may carry out the ashes, because every single job that had to be done in the Beis HaMikdash, even a simple thing like carrying out some ashes to outside of Yerushalayim, that a person might think, it's just a simple job, it's just carrying out some ashes. No, there's no such thing as simple when it comes to the service of Hashem. Everything is important. Everything that Hashem wants to be done in the Beis HaMikdash is so important that it could only be done by a Kohen. This teaches us a lesson too. How to cherish all the mitzvahs that Hashem gives us, and not to think, this mitzvah I'm going to be more careful about. But another mitzvah, it's not so important. Maybe I don't have to be so careful about it. Maybe someone else can do it. No, this teaches us a lesson that everything that a Yid does is to serve Hashem. And whatever we do to serve Hashem, we should be proud and do it the best way possible with the same excitement, any mitzvah and every single mitzvah. Now we come to the next mitzvah, and that is the mitzvah to have a constant fire on the Mizbeach. Hashem commanded that the Kohanim should have three separate piles of wood on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. That is, as we have learned in Chumash Mais, there were two Mizbeachos. One Mizbeach was the smaller one that was inside the Kodesh section of the Mishkan, and that was used only for the Ketairis. And then there was another Mizbeach, the large one, that was outside of the Kodesh section. That was in the Azara. That's the large Mizbeach called Mizbeach HaChitzon, the Outer Mizbeach. It was on this Outer Mizbeach that the Kohanim were to set up three piles of wood. One pile was called Ma'aracha Gedola, the large pile of wood. That was set up on the east side, on the Mizrach side of the Mizbeach. It was on this large pile of wood that all the Karbanos were burnt. Then there was a smaller pile of wood that was in the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. What was that for? Well, that was used for fire. The Kohanim took fire from that pile and brought it to the smaller Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaZahav, which was in the Kodesh section of the Mishkan. And over there, they would burn the Ketairis from the fire that they got from that smaller pile of wood. Then there was a third pile of wood. What was that for? That was in order to have a constant fire burning on the Mizbeach. Yes, Hashem wanted that there should be a constant fire burning on the Mizbeach. It should never stop. This third pile of wood for the constant fire could be set up on any part of the Mizbeach. The main thing is that it should always have the fire and never stop. It had to burn 7 days a week, even throughout Shabbos. And not only that, even while the Yidden were traveling in the Midbar and were carrying the Mizbeach, they still had to keep that fire burning. It kept on burning on and on throughout the entire 40 years that the Yidden were traveling through the Midbar. And even later when they brought it into Eretz Yisrael, and they were for 14 years in the Mishkan of Gilgal, it kept on burning. And later on, when they came to the Mishkanos of Noiv and Givain, which was for 57 years, it still was burning. So if you count up all the years together that this fire was burning, 40 years of the Midbar, 14 years in Eretz Yisrael by Gilgal, and another 57 years by Noiv and Givain, altogether it's over 100 years. Wow. Can you imagine a fire burning on the Mizbeach for over 100 years straight? Yes, this is the meaning. Eish tamid tukad al hamizbeach. A constant fire should be burning on the Mizbeach, loy sichbe. It should never be put out. If someone would chas v'shalom put out the fire, that would be committing an avera. The fire had to burn on and on, non-stop. Now, it was a mitzvah to add two pieces of wood to the ma'aracha gedola, the large pile of wood upon which the karbanis were burnt. It was a mitzvah to add two pieces of wood twice each day. That was when the karban ayla was brought, once in the morning and once in the afternoon. Now, our chachamim tell us that the truth was that we really didn't have to add any wood to keep the fire. Do you know why? Because there was a heavenly fire, a fire that came down from heaven that was always burning on the Mizbeach. But still, Hashem wanted that the Kayanim themselves should also make their own fire from their own wood. And this was in order to bring an extra bracha on the Yidden because of the fulfillment of this mitzvah. Now our Chachamim tell us about great miracles that happened with this fire that came down from the Shemayim. First of all, it had the shape of a lion. Also, it gave off such a shiny light, just like the sunlight. Also, the flames were thick flames. They were like something you can feel, you can touch. It wasn't empty or soft, just like regular fire. And therefore, water could not even put it out. That's why, even though the Mizbeach was on the outside to the open sky, the rains could never put out the fire. Also, this special fire was not only able to burn dry things, but also liquids. And do you know what else was so special about this fire? There was never any smoke from it. That's right. Did you ever hear of fire without smoke? This fire had no smoke. But the fire that was brought by the Kayanim, the wood that they brought on the Mizbeach to make the fire, that fire did have smoke, but a miracle happened to that smoke, that it would go straight up like a beam. It wouldn't move, it wouldn't go to the right or to the left, even if the winds would blow. It would go straight up like a pillar, straight up to the Shemayim. Now, you would imagine that with so much heat of the fire, it would surely melt the copper that covered the Mizbeach. Yet, that's not what happened. It did not melt the copper covering of the Mizbeach. It would burn and burn and burn, and yet the copper would not melt. That reminds us just like of the story of the sneh, the thorn bush, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw burning, and it did not burn the thorn bush. The thorn bush remained, even though the fire was burning it. The same thing with the Mizbeach. Even though there was a constant fire burning, and such a strong fire, yet it did not melt the copper covering over the Mizbeach. Now you may ask, how were the Kohanim able to walk on the Mizbeach if it was so hot over there? And the Kohanim were not allowed to wear shoes or socks. They had to walk barefooted. Yes, this was another miracle, that even though the heat was so strong, it did not burn their feet. They were able to walk on the Mizbeach barefoot without being hurt. Now, our Chachamim tell us of an interesting story that once happened before the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. You see, in those days, the Romans ruled over Eretz Yisrael and made many terrible gezeiros, terrible decrees against the Yidden. One of the decrees that they made was that no wood may be brought to the Beis HaMikdash to keep the fire on the Mizbeach burning. And to make sure that no Yid would bring firewood to the Beis HaMikdash, the Romans set up guards on all the roads that were leading to Yerushalayim. And whenever a traveler would pass by, the guards would open up their packages and check, do they have any wood hidden away? And it really seemed impossible to get some wood to the Beis HaMikdash. But Yidden would never give up a mitzvah. Yidden will never give up the Torah and mitzvahs, even if it meant mesiras nefesh, to put yourself into danger. They wouldn't allow the Romans to stop the fire on the Mizbeach, and that no more korbanis to be brought, chas v'shalom. There was one Yiddish family that got an idea. They gathered beautiful wood that had no worms in it, that was perfect and good for the Mizbeach. They took the wood and made a make-believe ladder out of it. Yes, they nailed it together into the ladders, and then they took the ladders and put it over their shoulders and quickly marched up the main road to Yerushalayim. Stop! Called out the guards loudly. What are these ladders for? We're on the way to our birdhouse that's high up in a tree, and we need the ladders to climb up to our birds. The guards didn't realize that this was just a trick to get wood to the Beis HaMikdash, and they let the group pass by. As soon as the Yidden came to the Beis HaMikdash, they took apart the ladders and gave the wood to the Kohanim to put on the Mizbeach. Our Chachamim praised this special family. This family was named the Bnei Salma'i. Why were they called the Bnei Salma'i? The word Salma'i is from the word Sulam, which means a ladder. They were called the Ladder Family in order to remember their special Mesiras Nefesh that they had to bring wood for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Mizbeach.